And may we be encouraged by what you're doing in his life and what you're doing in all of our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Good morning. That's good. On a men's night, Chad had asked me if I'd want to share some of what God's been doing in my life lately. And I wasn't sure. I thought I'd be nervous and scared and all of that. And I can tell you I am. This is, the word says, no liars enter into the kingdom of heaven, so I'm not going to lie. So I wrote a few things, and hopefully it'll encourage you some. So today I stand before you and give all the glory, honor, and praise for what he has done and what he's brought me out of. He's brought me out of a dark and miry clay. As in Romans 12:2 states, and I do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So, you see, I was a backslider. A really bad backslider. I turned around and walked away from God after knowing him personally, seeing many of his miracles, witnessed so many moves of God in my life that it was impossible. People would say, there's no way that you would ever walk away from God. And I did. For a space of about 10 years, I wandered in the darkness, listening to a voice in my head saying that you are doing right, you're still following God. And I wasn't. I was on a very long and treacherous bunny trail. And even after I had a motorcycle accident, broke my leg, spent 3 months sitting on my butt, I still didn't look to God and say, I need to come home. So, while I was laid up, I get into some bad stuff on the internet, not just playing cards either. I became a very angry, selfish, self-centered, bitter, looking to please only myself, nobody else. I just wanted me. Like the rest of the world. I just want it to be me. I wanted everything to be me. Me, 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 me. I took risks with my health. I'm diabetic, so I wouldn't take my meds, wouldn't take my blood sugar, see what I was doing. Jocelyn would get on my back, and I would growl at her. I just wanted to destroy my life. And I didn't care who cared for me. I alienated myself from my family, my kids, and most of my friends because I just didn't care. But I would still call my mom once a week just to see how she was doing. Weird, but I did. And I still call my mom just to see how she's doing. And she's doing good. She had a bout with fluid around her heart, but they're working on it. But I worked away from home a lot. I worked in the oil patch for 25 years, and you get in a whole lot of trouble. Not just drugs and alcohol, but other things. Dirty jokes, off-color, didn't care who or what I said. And it seemed at one time I was more comfortable being away from home than I was at home. And I didn't want to come home. I'd come home, and after a couple of days at home, I'd be, I got to get going. I want to go. I don't want to be here. I never went to church. didn't even want to go to church. You couldn't entice me to go to church. You couldn't entice me to think about God. No. I thought I was indestructible. Yeah. I could do what I wanted and think I was serving God doing it. That's how subtle the enemy is. He'll put a thought in your head and you say, oh, this is what God's people are doing. And it's not. Then it happened. It all hit rock bottom. The oil patch died. I couldn't buy a job. I couldn't find a job. I couldn't work with the trade I'm doing. And I sat at home. Gained about 60 pounds and just didn't do anything. Felt sorry for myself. So what I say is the road came to an abrupt end. The bunny trail stopped. Holy Spirit reached down and said, enough is enough. Turn around. I remember a verse that a pastor had given me years and years and years ago. It's Isaiah 43. And now thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. And when you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for your place. Since you are precious in my sight, you have been honored and I have loved you. Therefore, I will give men for you and people for your life. I hung on to that verse after he called me back. And I just... Then one day I was sitting there and I read a little bit further down, verse 10. And this is what he's called all of us to do. You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there is no God formed, nor shall there be after me. So I started seeing a pastor friend of mine, and praise the Lord, after a little over 6 months, he says, you don't need to see me anymore. Praise the Lord. So I started going to Bible study here on Thursday nights. I've gone to the Monday night. And I feel like I'm a sponge that's been left out in the desert for 10 years. And then all of a sudden I'm thrown into the lake of the Word of God, and I'm being soaked and soaked and soaked and soaked. I can't get enough of it. I take it to work with me. I read it in the morning. I read it at night. I just can't get enough of it. But I got to say one thing. To him be the glory, the honor, and the praise, now and forever. Amen.
That's a good thing. God bless you. Thanks, Lester. I told him that's really encouraging. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
You know, it's really likely that there's a few people here today that are in that very same place. You kind of wander from God, or you haven't had anything to do with God, or you've been running from God. And maybe you're figuring this out, but you can't run from God. You can try, but he's already where you're going. So, you know, it doesn't work, right? You can get in a boat and you can try to, you know, Jonah tried that. It just doesn't work. God knows exactly where you are. Not only does he know your name, but he knows where you are. And he calls you back. Some of you have been hearing that voice. some of you have been responding to it. A few weeks ago, we baptized a number of people who were coming back to God. I just encourage you today, you know, if you're hearing that voice and God's saying, just come. I invite you back to me. Come back to the family. Come back to my arms. That's God's voice. And it doesn't matter what you've done. I know that's a hard thing to believe, but it's really true. It doesn't matter the extent or the depth of your sin. He always welcomes you back. That's the kind of God he is. Isn't that good? He searches for the one lost sheep. And if that lost sheep is you, do not leave today without making that prayer your prayer. Jesus, I invite you into my heart, and I want to live for you. I don't want to live for myself anymore. That's what Rick was talking about. I live for me, 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 me. I've done that for many, many years. It's not working. Me, 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 me is just hell, 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 hell. All I do, if I live for me, is I just keep falling into that pit again every single time. I need to live for Jesus. So I just want to encourage you. That's a very, very good. It's a good message. The Bible says that we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb, that's the blood of Jesus, and by the word of our testimony. There's power in that testimony. There's power in that testimony. And it buckles the knees of the enemy. It does. So you have a testimony. You have a story. You tell that story. Amen? I'm going to open the word of God in a moment, but Elvin...